我在这个德州念大学的时候。
When I was in college in Texas.
我在大学里面一个快餐厅打工。
I was working in a cafeteria in school.
然后有一个中午。
And one lunchtime.
我就看到餐厅外有一个戴着太阳眼镜的中年人。
I saw a middle-aged person outside coming.
然后牵着一只狗向这个餐厅走过来。
And he had a dog and he was wearing sunglasses and he was walking towards the cafeteria.
然后狗走在他的身边。
The dog walked by him.
然后陪着他走到餐厅的门口。
And walked with him to the door of the cafeteria.
然后他把这个门打开。
He opened the door.
跟这个狗一起进来。
And he came in with the dog.
然后那位中年人他就走到那个收银员的面前。
And this middle-aged person came to the cashier.
买他的午餐。
Bought his lunch.
然后狗就坐在他的身边。
And the dog sat next to him.
然后买了午餐之后他找了一张桌子。
And after he purchased his lunch, he found a table.
然后坐下来吃他的午餐。
Sat down and ate his lunch.
然后狗就坐在他的身边。
And the dog,
等待着他的主人。
And the dog sat next to him and waited on his master.
然后那时候我才知道这个中年人原来他是一个瞎眼的人。
Then I realized that this middle-aged man, he was actually blind.
那么这只狗被训练过的狗特别用来服侍这位身体有缺陷的人。
And this dog, after training, is used solely for the purpose of serving this master.
然后已经是三十几年前的事情。
This happened 30-some years ago.
但这件事情深深地印在我的脑海里面。
But this still had a great impression on me.
然后每次我想到这个狗的时候。
Every time I think about this dog.
然后我就想到这个狗对主人那种顺服。
I think of the submissiveness of this dog to his master.
然后上次我谈到基督徒应当顺服这个政府民法。
And last time I talked about that Christians ought to submit themselves to the government.
那么今天我们要看的经文谈到顺服主人。
And the passage that we're going to look at talks about submitting to masters.
然后在彼得前书第三章里面谈到妻子应当顺服丈夫。
And in 1 Peter chapter 3 it speaks of wives submitting to their husbands.
特别谈到顺服那些还没有信耶稣的丈夫。
Especially submitting to those husbands who are not yet Christians.
然后最后在彼得前书第五章彼得说。
And finally in 1 Peter chapter 5 Peter says,
他说你们年幼的也要顺服年长的。
You younger men likewise be subject to your elders.
就是你们众人也都要以谦卑束腰彼此顺服。
And all of you clothe yourselves with humility toward one another.
顺服是彼得前书的其中一个主题。
Submission is one of the main topics in 1 Peter.
所以顺服不只在彼得前书提到。
So being submitting is not only mentioned in 1 Peter.
那么在保罗的书信里面也提到。
Paul also mentioned this.
那比如说在以弗所书。
For instance, in Ephesians,
在哥罗西书
Colossians,
提摩太前书都提到
First Timothy, he mentions it.
那么除了在彼得前书跟保罗的书信
And besides in 1 Peter and Paul's letters,
然后雅各书也提到这个顺服的事情
James also speaks of the issue of submission.
那么可见顺服是圣经所强调的。
So we see that submission is something that the Bible emphasizes.
那顺服是一个美德。
To submit is a virtue.
而且是神所喜悦的。
And it's something that's pleasing to God.
那么圣经要求我们对神对人要存着一个顺服的心。
And the Bible tells us that we ought to have a submissive spirit towards God and towards others.
所以今天我们所要看的经文说仆人应当顺服主人。
So the passage that we're going to look at today speaks of the servants being submissive to their masters.
所以在彼得前书第二章第十八节到第十九节这么说。
So in 1 Peter chapter 2 verses 18 and 19 it says,
你们做仆人的, 凡事要存敬畏的心, 顺服主人。
Servants, be submissive to your masters with all respect.
啊, 不但顺服那善良温和的, 就是那拐逼的, 也要顺服。
Not only to those who are good and gentle, but also to those who are unreasonable.
倘若人违教良心对着诸神, 就忍受冤屈的苦楚, 这是可喜爱的。
For this finds favor. If for the sake of conscience toward God, a person bears up under sorrows when suffering unjustly.
你们若因犯罪受责打, 能忍耐, 有什么可夸的呢?
But what credit is there if when you sin and are harshly treated, you endure it with patience?
但你们若因行善受苦, 能忍耐, 这在神看是可喜爱的。
But if when you do what is right and suffer for it, patiently endure it, this finds favor with God.
那么顺服主人, 彼得说, 首先是以敬畏的心, 啊, 顺服。
So to submit to the master, Peter says that first you do it with respect.
彼得在这里说, 你们做仆人的, 凡事要存敬畏的心, 顺服主人。
So Peter says, servants, be submissive to your masters with all respect.
让我们看这句经文的两个字, 仆人。
Let's look at the word servants.
然后在英文圣经里面翻译成 slave 或者是 servants。
In English, this word is translated either servants or slaves.
那么根据原文, 它的意思是指这个 household slave, 哦, 或者是 servant。
So according to the original language, it's referring to either household slaves or servants.
啊, 是指, 啊, 这个仆人或者佣人的意思。
So household slaves or servants.
那么如果要明白彼得所说这个仆人的意思,
So if you want to understand what Peter is referring to when he said servants,
那我必须要了解初级教会当时的那个奴仆的那个制度。
We must understand the system of slavery during the early church.
然后当时的政府是罗马政府。
At that time, the government is the Roman government.
然后整个罗马帝国里面有6000万这个奴仆。
Throughout the whole Roman Empire, there's about 60 million slaves.
然后这些奴仆不限于做那些劳力的工作。
And these slaves are not just limited to hard labor.
也包括各种的行业。
It includes a variety of jobs.
那比如说医生。
For instance, doctors,
啊, 老师,
teachers,
啊, 秘书,
secretaries,
啊, 音乐老师,
music teachers,
和其他的职分,
and other positions.
所以罗马帝国里面大部分的工作都由这些奴仆来做。
So throughout the Roman Empire, most of the work is done by slaves.
所以罗马人认为他们是主人。
So the Romans thought they were the masters.
啊, 所有的工作必须要这些奴仆来做。
All the work must be done by slaves.
而他们过一个休闲的生活。
And that they would live a very relaxed life.
那么根据这个罗马政府的法律,
And according to Roman law,
一个奴仆不是一个人,而是一件东西。
A slave is not a person, but he's just an object.
啊, 不受这个法律的保护。
He's not protected by the law.
也没有权利去控告这个罗马人。
And he has no right to bring a lawsuit against the Romans.
所以对于一个, 啊, 奴仆来说, 啊, 公正是不存在的。
So for a slave, there is no justice.
所以在这种环境之下, 彼得说, 你们做仆人的, 凡事要存敬畏的心, 顺服主人。
So under this circumstance, Peter says, servants, be submissive to your masters with all respect.
什么是顺服?
And what is submissive?
啊, 一个顺服的人应当有一个受教的心。
A submissive individual is a teachable individual.
以谦卑的心来接受主人的教导。
And he receives the teachings from his master with a humble heart.
所以一个顺服的人是一个不骄傲的人。
So a submissive person is not a prideful person.
因为顺服跟骄傲是不能够共存的。
Because submission and pride cannot coexist.
啊，因着圣经里面告诉我们，因着魔鬼撒旦的骄傲。
And the Bible tells us that because of Satan's pride.
啊，想跟神同等。
He wanted equality with God.
因此他与神对抗。
Therefore, he rebelled against God.
所以主人跟仆人的等级是不一样的。
So the position of the servant and the master are different.
啊，因此仆人应当顺服主人。
Therefore, the servants must be submissive to their masters.
啊，他不会在主人背后说主人的坏话。
He would not talk bad things about his masters behind his master's back.
啊，在工作上也很认真。
And he would be careful with all his work.
啊，把这个工作做好。
And do a good job.
因为所做的不是为人而做，而是为神而做。
Because what he does is not for men, but it's for God.
因为基督徒最终的主人是神。
Because for a Christian, ultimately, his master is God.
我所做的都是为了神的缘故。
And so all that we do, we ought to do it for the sake of God.
啊，所以保罗在哥林多前书第十章第三十一节这么说。
So Paul says in 1 Corinthians 10:31.
他说，所以你们或吃或喝，无论做什么，都要为荣耀神而行。
Whether then you eat or drink or whatever you do, do all to the glory of God.
所以只要按照这节经文所说的去做。
So as long as you follow what this verse says,
啊，将会做得很开心。
Then you will have a joyful heart.
啊，我刚才说我在啊大学念书的时候。
I mentioned that when I was studying in the university.
啊，我在这个大学的快餐厅打工。
I was working in the cafeteria.
啊，目的就是要啊赚取这个学费跟这个生活费。
It's for the sake of earning money for tuition and living costs.
那么餐厅里面有几位员工，包括我在内啊，做不同的工作。
And there are several of us working in the cafeteria doing different things.
所以有些人在收钱。
Some people takes in the money.
那么有些人在准备这个食物。
Some people are preparing the food.
那么有些人做清理还有等等的工作。
And other people are cleaning up.
那么清理的工作特别是清理厕所没有人要做。
And for cleaning up, especially cleaning up the bathroom, nobody wants to do it.
啊，但是老板偏偏叫我做。
But my boss keep asking me to do it.
所以我做得非常的勉强。
So I reluctantly did it.
啊，也做得不开心啊。
I was not happy when I did it.
所以心里就在埋怨。
So I would grumble in my heart.
所以为什么叫我做不叫别人做
？Why me? Why do they keep asking me to do this?
所以当我在埋怨的时候，突然间我就想到这节经文。
So when I was grumbling, I suddenly thought about this verse.
然后保罗说：“所以你们或吃或喝，无论做什么，都要将荣耀啊，为了神的荣耀而行。”
So Paul says, "Whether then you eat or drink or whatever you do, do all to the glory of God."
所以这节经文改变了我对啊这个对工作的态度。
And this verse changed my attitude towards my work.
所以有了一个正确的态度，工作可以成为一个享受。
So after having a proper attitude, work can become an enjoyment.
啊，也很愿意的顺服主人或者雇主。
And having a willingness to submit to the masters.
所以彼得在十八节这么说。
So Peter says in verse 18,
他说你们做仆人的凡事要存敬畏的心顺服主人。
Servants, be submissive to your masters with all respect.
所以这节经文说啊，不只要顺服主人，还要以敬畏的心来顺服主人。
So this verse says not only to submit to your masters, but to with all respect.
啊，其实中文我觉得翻译的不正确。
In Chinese, I don't think they translated correctly.
因为敬畏跟啊、英文翻译成 respect 不一样。
It translated more as fear rather than respect.
所以敬畏，我想应该翻译成是尊敬啊。
Respect.
所以英文翻译到比较正确。
I like the word respect.
所以做仆人的应当以尊敬的心。来顺服主人。
So the servants must submit to their masters with all respect.
啊，但是彼得说， 顺服主人不限于顺服那些善良和温和的主人。
But Peter says that to submit yourself to your masters is not limited to only those good masters.
他还说那些拐弊的 主人也要顺服。
Even to those unreasonable masters, you must submit yourself.
顺服一个好的主人比较容易。
It's easier to submit yourself to a good master.
但是顺服一个不讲理的主人却不容易。
But it's hard to submit yourself to an unreasonable master.
所以彼得在18节这么说。
So Peter says in verse 18,
他说你们做仆人的凡事要存敬畏的心顺服主人或者尊敬的心顺服主人不但顺服那善良温和的就是那拐弊的也要顺服。
Servants, be submissive to your masters with all respect, not only to those who are good and gentle, but also to those who are unreasonable.
所以这节经文说不单要顺服那些顺服那些良善温和的主人连那些不讲理的也要顺服。
So this verse tells us that we ought to submit to the masters not only those who are good and gentle, but also those who are unreasonable.
这个是神的要求。
And this is God's requirement.
不论是良善或者拐弊的主人我们必须以尊敬的心来顺服他们。
Whether good or unreasonable master, we must submit to them with all respect.
因为顺服一个拐弊的主人在神的眼中是值得赞赏的。
Because to submit to an unreasonable master in God's sight is worthy of praise.
所以在这里彼得反映主耶稣在福音书里面所说的。
So here Peter reflects what Christ said in the books of the gospel.
因为主耶稣说你们若单爱那些爱你们的人有什么可酬谢的呢
Jesus said, if you love those who love you, what credit is that to you?
就是罪人也爱那爱他们的人。
For even sinners love those who love them.
你们若善待那善待你们的人有什么可酬谢的呢
If you do good to those who do good to you, what credit is that to you?
就是罪人也是这样行。
For even sinners do the same.
所以主耶稣在这段经文里面强调那个没有条件的爱。
So in this passage, Jesus emphasizes the unconditional love.
从神而来那个爱。
It's a love that comes from God.
所以主耶稣说我们不只爱那些可爱的人。
So Jesus tells us that we ought not to only love those who are lovable.
也要爱那些不可爱的人。
But we ought to love those who are not lovable.
甚至我们的敌人。
Even our enemies.
所以爱一个可爱的人很容易。
So to love someone that's lovable is easy.
但是要爱一个不可爱的人一个拐弊的人却不是容易的事情。
But to love an unreasonable person, an unlovable person is not an easy thing.
很多时候我说基督徒的生命不是自己的生命。
Oftentimes, I say that a Christian's life does not belong to himself.
因为圣经说不再是我，乃是基督在我的里面。
Because the Bible tells us that I no longer live, but Christ who lives in me.
所以以自己的能力是不能够做到的。
But by our own strength, we cannot do it.
但是借着圣灵的大能，却是可以做到。
But through the power of the Holy Spirit, we can accomplish it.
所以彼得在这里只是谈到神对仆人的要求。
So here Peter speaks of God's requirement towards the servants.
没有谈到这个神对主人的要求。
He did not speak of God's requirement towards the masters.
但是在圣经其他的地方比如说保罗的书信保罗有谈到主人当尽的责任。
But in other places in scripture, such as in Paul's letters, he speaks of the responsibilities of a master.
所以一个不是基督徒的主人。
So if a master is not a Christian,
神却对他没有任何的要求。
God does not have requirements from him.
如果你的雇主是一个非基督徒,
if your employer is a non-Christian,
而是一个善良而且温和的人,
but if he's a good and gentle person,
那感谢主。
Then give thanks to God.
相对的，如果你的雇主是一个拐弊的、不讲理的一个雇主。
But if your master is unreasonable.
但是圣经说你仍然还是要顺服他。
The Bible tells us that you still need to submit to him.
因为当你这样做的时候将会得到神的喜悦。
Because when you do this, you will find favor with God.
所以在18节19节彼得这么说。
So in verses 18 and 19, Peter says,
他说你们做仆人的凡是要存敬畏的心顺服主人。
Servants, be submissive to your masters with all respect.
不但顺服那善良温和的就是那诡蔽的也要顺服。
Not only to those who are good and gentle, but also to those who are unreasonable.
他说倘若人为叫良心对得住神就忍受冤屈的苦楚这是可喜爱的。
For this finds favor. If for the sake of conscience toward God, a person bears up under sorrows when suffering unjustly.
请注意倘若人这三个字。
Please note, if for the sake.
那么在原文里面这个人他是指基督徒。
So it's talking about a person being a Christian.
是指所有的基督徒。
A person, it's referring to all Christians.
所以这节经文不是指这个奴仆而说。
And so this passage is not only talking to servants.
是指向每一个基督徒而说的。
But this verse is speaking to all the Christians.
所以刚才我讲根据罗马的法律
I have mentioned that according to Roman law.
一个奴仆他不是一个人而是一件东西。
A servant is not a person, but just a thing.
他是主人的东西。
He is a thing that belongs to the master.
所以在法律上他没有任何的权利还有这个自由。
So according to law, he has no rights and he has no freedom.
然后看起来他可能比不上今天的狗。
And it looks like they don't even match up to today's dogs.
你知道今天现今的时代如果你虐待一个狗
Do you know that if you abuse a dog,
你可以被控告的
You can be brought to court.
那么今天的狗比一些人的待遇来得好
And the benefit of dogs today is better than how other people were treated in the past.
有些狗有医疗保险的
Some dogs have medical insurance.
有很多人都没有医疗保险。
There are many people who don't have medical insurance.
当主人出外的时候，狗还可以住在狗的旅馆。
And when the master goes traveling, the dog can stay in a pet hotel.
那么当时的奴仆如果跟随一个不讲理的一个人
，And at that time, if a servant is with an unreasonable master.
然后必定他会在生活里面经历到很多不公平的待遇。
He would necessarily experience a lot of unjust treatment in his life.
然后甚至生命受到威胁。
And even threatening of his life.
你看，仆人是这个主人的东西。
And the servants are the object of his master.
如果主人不喜欢的话，可以打他一顿。
And if the master's not happy, he could give the servant a thrashing.
或者把他卖掉。
Or sell him.
Yeah, 我想今天的狗，你不要打那个狗。
But you better not hit your dog.
可能你会被控告的。
You might be brought to court.
但是当时的仆人却他们的主人却可以打他们。
But the servants of the time, the masters could hit them.
所以在这种情况之下他们经历了很大的痛苦。
So under the circumstances, they're going through much suffering.
所以彼得为了勉励这些信了耶稣的奴仆。
So Peter, in order to encourage the servants who have become Christians.
所以在这里彼得说倘若人为叫良心对得住神就忍受冤屈的苦楚这是可喜爱的。
So Peter says, for this finds favor. If for the sake of conscience toward God, a person bears up under sorrows when suffering unjustly.
但是我们要了解彼得没有说每一个人在忍受这个苦难的时候。
But we must know that Peter didn't say all people who are suffering.
在神的眼中是可喜悦的事。
Then this finds favor in God's sight.
但是有些苦难有些苦楚是因为罪恶的行为。而引起的。
Some sorrows and suffering is a result of sin.
所以因此在神的眼中不是一个 喜悦的事情。
So in God's sight, such suffering would not be a favorable thing.
我们华人有一句话说自讨苦吃是吗？
There's a saying that you brought things on yourself.
就好像彼得在第二十节这么说。
Just as Peter says in verse 20.
他说你们若因犯罪受责打能忍耐有什么可夸呢？
For what credit is there if when you sin and are harshly treated, you endure with patience?
但你们若因行善受苦能忍耐这在神看是可喜爱的。
But if when you do what is right and suffer for it, patiently endure it, this finds favor with God.
所以在第十九节跟二十节我们看到彼得说明哪些苦处是神所喜悦的。
So in verses 19 and 20, Peter specified what kind of suffering finds favor with God.
如果苦难临到是因为一些罪行而引起的这个是神不喜悦的。
If suffering is a result of your sins, then this is the type that does not find favor with God.
但是如果一个人因为行善而受苦。
But if a person suffers because he did right,
在神的眼中圣经说是可喜悦的。
Then the Bible tells us that this finds favor with God.
所以在忍受这个冤屈的苦楚的时候。
So as you're enduring through unjust treatment.
然后彼得提供了三个蒙神喜悦的条件。
Peter mentions three requirements for it to find favor with God.
他说第一个条件就是蒙神喜悦的苦楚是没有罪恶行为的苦楚。
First, this is not a result of sin.
我想主耶稣是一个很典型的一个例子。
Jesus was a very typical example.
因为圣经讲主耶稣是一个没有罪的人。
The Bible tells us that Jesus is without sin.
而且他没有任何的罪行。
He had no sin nature.
那么圣经还说当他走这十字架那条路的时候。
And the Bible tells us that he was walking the road to the cross.
在腓立比书讲到他以顺服的心顺服这位神。
And the book of Philippians, he says that he, was submitting to God.
直到他上十字架为止。
Until the point he went to the cross.
所以当人经历到痛苦的时候。
So as men undergo suffering.
很容易受到这个试探而犯罪。
It's very easy for them to be tempted and sin.
有没有可能你的雇主是一个不讲理的人。
Perhaps your master is unreasonable.
然后给你在工作上带来很多很多的麻烦。
And brings about many hardships in your work.
但是圣经的教导就是在这种情况之下。
But the Bible teaches that under this circumstance,
在受苦的时候,
as you're suffering,
仍然不犯罪,
do not sin,
来去顺服你的雇主,
and to submit to your master.
所以当你这样做的时候, 圣经说, 这个是神喜悦的。
And when you do this, this finds favor with God.
然后第二个条件,
the second requirement.
那彼得说, 蒙神喜悦的苦楚是在苦难中存有这个忍耐的心。
And one, the suffering that finds favor with God is one that in the midst of suffering that there is patience.
忍耐是神喜悦的事情。
Patience is pleasing to God.
因为在圣经里面说忍耐是一个属灵的美德。
And that patience is one of the fruit of the Spirit.
所以在哥林多前书第十三章讲到爱是恒久忍耐。
And in 1 Corinthians chapter 13 it says that love is patient.
然后在加拉太书第五章第二十二节讲到忍耐是圣灵所结的果子。
And Galatians 5:22 it says that patience is a fruit of the Spirit.
然后在旧约圣经里面我们看到约伯在苦难当中怎么忍耐。
And in the Old Testament we see how Job endured and was patient under the suffering.
因为约伯在这种极大的苦难当中仍然存着这个忍耐是值得我们学习的。
And that Job, even though he was undergoing such suffering, he still maintained his patience, and that's something that worth emulating.
所以在你的工作上，如果你个雇主是一个不讲理的人，
So in your work, if your master, if your boss is unreasonable,
那么圣经说你需要更多的忍耐来顺服你的雇主。
The Bible tells us that we need to have even more patience in order to submit to the master.
那么虽然不容易，但是圣经说你所做的会得到神的喜悦。
Even though it's not easy, but the Bible tells us that what we do finds favor with God.
那彼得说第三个条件。
And the third requirement.
他说蒙神喜悦的苦楚是在忍受苦楚的时候有对得住神的良心。
And that it's one that you have a clear conscience as you face your suffering.
然后彼得在十九节说倘若人唯叫良心对得住神就忍受冤屈的苦楚，这是可喜爱的。
In verse 19, it says, "For this finds favor, if for the sake of conscience toward God, a person bears up under sorrows when suffering unjustly."
那么什么是对得住神的良心
？And what is the clear conscience towards God?
那么首先，让我们来了解什么是良心。
So let's first understand what conscience is.
然后有时候有些人对你说，你是一个没有良心的人。
Sometimes people would say to another person, you don't have a conscience.
啊，这个不是很好听的话。
This is not a nice thing to say.
啊，你的反应可能是感觉到不很舒服。
Perhaps your reaction to that is you're feeling uncomfortable about it.
因为良心是一种内在的一个知觉。
Conscience is an inner awareness.
啊，这个知觉能够辨别什么是对或者不对的东西。
And this awareness could help us to know what's right and what's wrong.
啊，但是良心有坏的也有好的。
But conscience, you can have a good conscience or a bad conscience.
如果你去看这个提摩太前书的时候，啊，这个保罗在那边分辨什么是好的。啊，不好的良心。
And you look at 1 Timothy, Paul examines what's a good and what's a bad conscience.
因为经过神洁净的一个良心，却是一个好的良心。
A conscience that's purified by God, that is a good conscience.
所以当个基督徒他的属灵生命成长的时候
，So as a Christian grows spiritually,
那么他的良心会越来越好。
His conscience will become better and better.
啊，无论如何，但是我们不可以啊。以这我们的良心来做事哦。
But no matter what, we can't let our conscience be the final decision maker.
因为神的话语才是绝对的。
Because God's word is the only absolute.
啊，但是有些事情是不黑又不白。
But some things are in the gray area.
啊，所谓不黑不白，就是圣经没有清楚的说明。
The gray areas are places where the Bible is not very clear.
那么我们才以这个良心来行事。
Then we do things according to our conscience.
而且这种良心，圣经说是对得住神的良心。
And it's clear conscience towards God.
你去看旧约圣经的但以理书。
If you look at the book of Daniel in the Old Testament.
因为但以理身为一个巴比伦王国的一个奴仆。
And Daniel being a slave in the Babylonian Empire.
是一个很好的例子。
It's a good example.
有时候但以理行事是凭着他的良心。
Sometimes Daniel did things according to his conscience.
来顺服他的主人。
To submit to his master.
比如说他愿意接受巴比伦王所安排的教义制度。
For instance, he is willing to accept the education and the system of from the Babylonians.
啊，他是凭着他的良心去做。
And he do this with his conscience.
啊，但他却不愿意吃巴比伦王所安排的食物。
But he was not willing to eat the food that was given to him from the Babylonians.
啊，他也不愿意听从巴比伦王所叫他不能够再祷告了。
And he's not willing to listen and obey the edict of not praying.
啊，这个不是凭着他的良心。
This is not by his conscience.
啊，这个是凭着神的话语。
This is according to God's word.
他遵守神多过遵守他的主人。
He obeyed God more than his masters.
因为但以理知道他只有一位真神。
Because Daniel knew that he only had one true God.
神的话语是不能够妥协的。
And he could never compromise on God's word.
所以顺服在圣经里面是一个属灵的美德。
So submission in scripture is a spiritual virtue.
而且是一个啊神可神喜悦的事情。
And it's one that finds favor before God.
所以今天的经文谈到这个顺服主人。
So today's passage speaks of submitting to the masters.
而彼得说，我们应当以尊敬的心来顺服我们的主人。
And Peter says that we must respect our master with all respect.
而且彼得说，我们不只顺服那些好的主人，那些啊温良啊温顺的主人，也要顺服那些拐僻的主人。
And Peter tells us to submit not only to the masters who are good and gentle, but also to those who are unreasonable.
彼得说，当我们这样做的时候，是神所喜悦的。
And Peter tells us that when we do such thing, it finds favor with God.
让我们用一点点时间来思想今天的信息。
Let's spend some time to meditate on today's message.
我们今天所面对的没有好像当时的卢浮所面对的。
The things that we face today is nothing in comparison to what the slaves back then had to face.
他们所受的苦是我们没有经历过的。
The suffering that they have undergone is things that we have not experienced.
但是神告诉他们，他仍然要顺服神的话语。
Yet God tells them that they must obey God's word.
同样的，我们也要顺服神的话语。
Likewise, we need to obey God's word.
我们要听从圣经的教导。
We need to listen to the teaching of Scripture.
因为神是我们的主人。
Because God is our master.
我们应当听他的教导。
And we ought to listen to his teaching.
天父，求你加添给我们力量。
Heavenly Father, please give us strength.
让我们有这个信心来遵守你的话语。
So that we may have faith to obey your words.
有时候我们可能会在生活里面面对苦难。
Sometimes in our lives we may face hardships.
但是神啊，求你加添给我们力量。
But Lord, please give us strength.
来顺服你。
To submit to you.
来遵守你的话语。
To obey your word.
不要自己做主。
And not to become masters ourselves.
把万事都交托给你。
And that we may commit all things into your hands.
求主你帮助我。
Please help us.
我们这样祷告，奉主耶稣基督的名求。
We pray in Jesus' name.
Amen.